سبحانك يا ربنا إلا ما علمت حلمة عبدك الله عز وجل. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. Beloved listeners, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What should I talk about? Pass the Quran. Today we start from قد سمع الله. Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr, we should all remember to give Sadaqatul Fitr before we come for the Eid Salat on the day of Eid. So a person can give it any time, you can give it now. That, and I'm not exactly sure about the Shafi Mazhab, but on the Hanafi Mazhab, upon each individual who is sane, mature, Muslim, and upon that individual. And upon the children, upon the father, he has to give it on behalf of the children too. How much? About $5 is more than enough, inshallah. $5 for each individual, inshallah. So remember to give your fitrah, because many times people forget. They come to the musalla, they read Eid Salah, and they forgot. So give it before you come for Eid Salah. Inshallah, it'll be the shortcomings that happen, inshallah, Allah will forgive all that, inshallah. So don't forget to give your sadaqah al-fitr. Today we read the 28th juz. The Sahabas were Ajib people. They're so lovely. Their mistakes were so great for the Ummah too. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ was chosen. And everything with Rasulullah ﷺ was chosen too. Even his birthplace, even his tribe, even his family tree, even his lineage, even his tongue, Arabic, everything was chosen. Everything was chosen. So even those people around the Prophet ﷺ who are known as Sahaba-i Kiram, the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were chosen. They were chosen. And to love them is to love Rasulullah ﷺ. And to despise and to hate them, to mock them, to think them low, to belittle them, is hurting the Prophet ﷺ. You hear me on Friday khutbahs, Allah, Allah. Actually, it's a fail mahzuf before the maf'ul here. Meaning, a command, it's a amr mahzuf. Ittaqullah, ittaqullah fi ashabi. Fear Allah concerning my sahabas. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. La tattakhiduhum gharadan min ba'di. Do not make them a target after me. And you don't use them as a target. This mistake. Never. And whoever loves them is his love because of me. And he loves the Sahabas because of me. And this is iman. Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah. Man a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah. Faqad istakmala al-iman. A person who loves for the sake of Allah, a person who hates for the sake of Allah. A person who gives for the sake of Allah, the person who forsakes and he does not give for the sake of Allah, he has completed his iman. This is iman. So obvious, when you love Rasulullah, you love him for the sake of Allah, and you love Rasulullah. And now you love Rasulullah, you love everybody connected to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Sahaba, like everything of Rasulullah was chosen, so are the Sahaba is chosen. The love of the Sahaba is compulsory, and to love them is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand? Now, then it goes on after that, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, like that it goes on. And Sahaba. One of the signs of the Day of Judgment will be, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the ones to come after will despise, will abuse, will slander, will talk little, will swear at the ones who came before them. Any, who are they? Those, the Salafi Salihin. And it's a modern fashion today. One great sickness that people have is their dependence upon their knowledge. Their dependence upon their knowledge at this time. Well, this time, when things are so easy, the buttons and that, we even haven't even moved inch for the sake of knowledge, like the way the Sahabas did and the Tabi'ins did and the Tabi'ins did, what they done for the sake of knowledge. And today people have the audacity to sit back, and this is all stems to Ummul Amraz, which Maulana was talking about, the leader and the mother of all diseases, takabbur, pride. Understand? What is pride? Pride isn't that a person loves his clothes to be beautiful and his shoes beautiful. The Sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I like my clothes and that to be beautiful. Allah is Jameel, Allah loves Jamal. Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. That's not taqabbur, that's not pride. Pride is to deny the haq, truth, and to think people haqeer, low. Understand? To deny haq. The haq, so if anybody tries to find haq from the Quran or hadith without using the means of the Sahaba, never. Never. We can only understand the tafsir and the Quran through the Sahaba, then through the Tabi'in, then through the Tabi'in, then through the ulamas. This is why, read Ibn Kathir's tafsir, one narration, another narration, another narration, another narration, 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 narration. They'll be all narrations. Understand? Nobody said, I understood. And this is a big mistake too. Understand? So right from the beginning of Qad Sami'a Allahu Qawla Allati Tujadiluka. Now, the ulama is in Maulana Abdul Jalil is here, there's others too, if there's any ulama's wufaz and anybody who has, because I haven't studied or I haven't, because this is, I remember from the time Mufti Shabbir Sahib, he taught us the second 15 juz of the translation. My Shaykh taught us the first 15 juz in tafsir, Maulana Yusuf Sahib, of the Quran. And the second 15 Mufti Shabbir did. But I remember this, I think the Sahabiya was, if I'm wrong, Maulana Abdul Jalil can correct me, has a qawla radiyallahu ta'ala, qad sami Allah. That indeed Allah has listened to the qawl, to the saying of that woman who was arguing with her husband and she was doing shikayah, she was complaining to Allah. In those days they used to do something called kya kehte hai, zihar ya liyan? Wanna know? Zihar. Kya, like you're haram like my mom. So zihar, they used to say, you are like my mother upon me. Something like that. Is that right? You're like my mother upon me, meaning your mother? You're haram. Understand? You can't go to your mother like the way you go to your wife. So that was zihar. So she started complaining. Now imagine a woman with all children and everything. So she was so thing that he said this, and she was so thing, and she was watashtaki ilallah. So Allah revealed these ayats that if a person does this kind of zihar, what he should do, he should to feed, or it has the rulings of what a person should do if he has done this, and then he'll be, inshallah, his wife is halal for him. But she was doing shikayat. She, Khawla, and many people don't have this name. Muslim sisters, daughters, we don't keep our daughter's name Khawla. Somebody in Ramadan, Brother Fizro asked me that his brothers had a son, and he wants to keep him named Uqasha. I go, beautiful name, Uqasha bin Muhsin radiallahu anhu. Then I took out the hadith for him, and I said, look, this is the hadith. I told him the hadith, but I said, let me take it out from the hadith book too, to show you the hadith too, the thing, that sabakaka Uqasha. Uqasha, people don't keep that name, it's the name of a sahabi. Understand? So Qawla, 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 naam tani. Had Qawla bin Zama radiallahu anhu. Why don't I just check the tafsir, 28 Jews. Just correct me, because I just remember from my student's time. I don't prepare, so there's a big problem. So Hazrat Qawla radiallahu anhu. So Allah loved her so much. But you know Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when she used to come to him, he used to stand up and tremble. Hazrat Umar used to stop. If somebody said an ayat of the Quran, fallen, he would stop. If somebody proved anything from the Quran, he would stop. So imagine this. She's that woman that Allah listened to her complaint from the skies. So Umar used to be very attentive if she came into his majlis and she had to say anything. Why? Allah had listened to her. Allah had listened to her complaining. So what happened if she complains about me? Umar thought, you know, if she comes to my majlis and I don't pay attention to her. So she was very much respected by Umar radiallahu anhu for this. Now Sahaba radiallahu anhu, now this Sahabi, he probably made a mistake by saying something to his wife. But because of that, see what happened to him. Check the older one. Well, you're checking Ibn Kathir, sorry, Mufti Shafi Sahib probably has it too. So, Hazrat Qawla radiallahu ta'ala anha, that's the name Qawla, Qaliban. So this name people don't keep. Now, in this whole 20, then there's stories, and you guys know the famous, then Allah talks about the Sahaba, Ala inna Hizballahi humul muflihun. Then there's the Hizb al-Shaytan and Hizbullah. Hizbullah is the the group, you know, the Jamaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhu, the Hizb al-Shaytan, there's وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ وَلَوْ أَنَّنَا نَزَّلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ الْكِتَابَ وَكَلَّمَهُمُ الْمَوْتَىٰ وَحَشَرْنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قُبُلًا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ. There's shayateen al-jinns, there's shaitan amongst the jinn, and there's a shayateen amongst the insan, right? So there's a group who follow the devil, and like I say, and this dua I make too, O Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give 28 Jews. Okay, man, what is it? Has a Khawla radiallahu anhu. Has a Khawla. Bin Zam'a? Binta Zam'a? Binta Tha'laba. Khawla binta Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah enlighten her grave. But she was a woman. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu used to respect her. So the Sahabas was Hizbullah. These are a group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Hizb al-Shaytan, Allah save us from these people. These people who are causing mischief on the earth too, who are hurting humanity. Who are hurting humanity on the earth, who are causing so much pollution in respect of everything, that Allah either guide them or Allah destroy them. There are people like that, actually are thirsty for the blood of humanity at large. They have no feelings for the humanity. And alhamdulillah, majority of all these people, American, Canadians, Christians, Jews, Hindus, they're all good people. They're all good. Allah give them guidance, Allah give them Islam, Allah take them to Jannah with us. We never cry for them, make dua for them. Allahu Akbar. Today we read, Hazrat Sheikh used to ask, and then that, you know, for some political thing. Hazrat, you know, the other day our president sir was talking about Jack Layton, and he passed away, didn't he? Isn't it sad? What's sad? I was thinking today, Ya Allah, he was a very great man. He was a great man for the Muslims, and a lot of Muslims liked him. He was a very good politician for us. But did we ever go to him? And say, did we go to visit him in the hospital and give him some book on Islam and tell him about Islam? That you're leaving the world or you're in cancer? You know, just say, La ilaha illallah. We didn't. If you went like that, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And imagine if you went like that with the kalima, La ilaha illallah, in cancer, a person becomes totally clean from sins. And then a person goes straight to Jannah. In the month of Ramadan. You know how great it would have been? So there's going to be another. So these people are very good. Understand? Well, people are striving for Somalia and Sudan and those countries. They're taking the relief efforts. A lot of non-Muslims, more non-Muslims are doing than Muslims are doing. For who? 99% probably in Somalia are Muslim brothers and sisters in faith, in Islam. But they're doing it. So are we only deserving of Jannah? So we have to have this feeling, like the Sahabas had this feeling. Rasulullah had this feeling. For how can all the mankind get unto guidance? And we have this feeling for them. Ya Allah. Jack Layton passed away. What can we say? Can we say Allah give him Jannah for those Allah forgive his sins? What can we say? What can we say? Well, all we can say to ourselves is, why didn't I give him dawah that he could have died with you, Muhammad? It's very sad. Once somebody came to Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullahi alayhi, and then he said this. He said, what's going to happen to those people that dawah did not reach them? Are they all going to go to hell? And he started crying. And then he called my sheikh and others and he cried and cried and he was crying. And he said, you know, compile a book on the beauty of Islam and give it to these non-Muslims. Give it to them. He was crying and he said it. He said, no, he said to my sheikh, look what he's saying, this so-and-so person is saying. Tell him what you said, what the question you asked me. Are they going to go to hell? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and Allah knows exactly what Allah is doing. But at least this feeling we should have. Really, we should have some feeling. You know, when we go and they're so kind to us in many respects, how come we're not kind to them to even share La ilaha illallah with them? Or even this feeling, even this ache, even this ache. This ache is nobody aching. Really, he was a great politician for us and he was a very great man, Jack Layton, in that sense. He was very good for Muslims. He was very... thing. And one time when they try to put a big scandal against him, nonsense. They always do that. Understand? These shayateen al-ins, or the shaitan amongst the insan, with the jinnat, shaitan. So they try to always, you know, anybody with even who has some humanity, and has some insaniyat in him, has some thing for human, they even put him down. This is these people who are totally selfish, the forerunners to Dajjal, these Dajjali peoples. Allah guide them or Allah destroy them, really. But these... even at one time they attacked his, you know, thing in that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives izzat in that. But Allah give him death in cancer. Imagine if he died in Islam in the month of Ramadan. He could have. Somebody could have given him. He could have read La ilaha illallah and he could have died. But we can't. We can't say, oh, I'm going to do istighfar for him. I'm going to pray for him. Because وَمَا كَانَ istighfaru li Ibrahim li abihi illa amma. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's istighfar for his father wasn't, but for a promise he made. Otherwise, it's not permissible for you to do istighfar for mushrikeen and the ones who passed away and kufr. Understand? But what we could have, that time, when we were going to send a card to him, you know what? You know, give him some da'wah to Islam, make du'a for his guidance. But he's gone. And we didn't get a chance to say la ilaha illallah, say la ilaha illallah, and go from the world. So this, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, they're mistakes. So this Sahabi, he made a mistake in saying something to his wife, and this Sahabiya, she's crying, complaining to Allah, and Allah's hearing her, and revealing these easy eyes. The Sahabas don't achieve what you think. A Sahabi would kiss somebody by mistake, and then he would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I made a big mistake, I need beatings. What happened? I kissed a girl. What happened? Okay. So, أَقِمْ الصَّلَاةَ رَفِيَ النَّهَرَ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ That established salat in two portions of the night, in the morning and evening. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُسْهِبْنَ السَّيَادِ Good deeds are no evil deeds. So he said, أَلِيَ هَذَا? Is this just for me? Look at the question he asked. Is this for me? This ayat is for me. Like, I made a mistake. And then, is this for me? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no, it's for my whole ummah. For my whole ummah. Their mistake. He made a mistake. One sahaba, the sahabas were amazing. You feel like to kiss them. One sahabi, in Ramzan, he did the wrong thing. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, 60 days, non-stop. All consecutively, you have to fast. I couldn't, one day I couldn't do without my wife in 60 days? How did the question? So he said, okay, feed 64. Okay. I haven't got no money, I'm a poor guy. Okay, get some. Who's got? Everybody got. Ya Rasulullah, I'm the poor one, so give me. There. So this is just special for him. This isn't for the ummah. But remember, a mufti sometimes gives an individual ruling to an individual person on basis of things, hadiths like this. A person can go and he can say his situation and a mufti can give an individual thing. He's not making halal or haram. Allah has made it halal or haram. Understand that. This is tafakkur deen. One is fiqh and one is Quran hadith. One is tafakkur, to understand hadith and Quran. Understand, this is not for anybody else. Nobody in the world can say, well, I slept with my wife in Ramzan and I was fasting and made a mistake, so now I just have to do this. Or I can eat the food. I can eat, not this, but I can, I'm a poor guy, I can eat the food. No, but, so the Sahaba's mistakes, even they're beautiful. Even their wars with each other were so beautiful. They know how should a person behave with his enemy who is Muslim. Not enemy, sorry. Who are outlaws, who've transgressed against the government, who was a true Islamic state and Muslim government. How to behave with them. Understand? So all these things in Jangi, Jamal, Jangi, Sufi. And in these, there's a group of these Rawafis and these people who are spreading these things about the Sahaba. And such evilness against our mother Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, against other Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anha. But to understand the Sahaba radiallahu anha, remember this. My Shaykh always used to say this. There's two things. Either you're on this party or you're on this party. You cannot be in the middle. Either you're with the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallam, or you have an ill feeling with the other people who have any ill feeling towards any Sahaba. You cannot have ill feelings. It comes from there. Remember this. It comes from there. You start attacking ulama. Then you start attacking the imams. Then you start attacking the tabi'ins. Then you start the tabi'ins. Then the sahaba. Then the anbiya. Then Allah. At least you write to kufr. It does. It's very, very severe. And this is what Rasulullah has warned us way, that the people after will talk about those who were before. Remember, they have strived so much, so much, so much that we cannot even imagine. Allah enlighten their graves. We should be crying and making dua for them. Our Akabir Mashaykh, they used to, like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi for Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, on the day of Eid al Adha, he would sacrifice a lamp or something, and he'd say, this reward goes to him, because you know why? He asked this question to Rasulullah SAW. Ya Rasulullah, you make many du'as, but we can't remember all the du'as that you make. So Rasulullah SAW said, should I teach you a du'a which will compromise all my du'as? Say, Allahumma inni as'alaka min khayri ma as'alaka min nabiyyik Muhammad SAW, wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adhu min nabiyyik Muhammad SAW, wa antum musta'an, wa alaykum bala, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If you say this du'a, it'll compromise all my du'as. So Hazrat Shaykh used to say, look how much ihsan he has. He asked this question, we make this du'a, and we got all Rasulullah SAW's du'as. Ahsan of the Sahaba, love the Sahabas, love the Tabi's, love the Tabi Tabi'in, love our ulama Mashaykh. Always read about them, love them, have true love for them. And any people that shake you about them, no. See, they're gone. These people are gone and they've done a lot. The Sahaba, Tabi'in, and the Tabi Tabi'in, khayrul quruni qarni, thumma alladhin yalunum, thumma alladhin. So this whole, in this para, then there's lil fuqara al muhajirin alladhin ukhriju min diyarihim wa awwarihim yabtaghuna fadlan min Allah ridwanan wa yansuruna Allah rasulahu salih walladhin tabawwa ad-dar wal iman min qablihim yuhibbuna man hajara ilayhim wa la yajiduna fi sudurihim hajatan mimma utu wa yu'thiruna ala anfusihim walau kana min qasasa. We know the famous story we always read in Fadhail Amal, the sahabi radiyallahu anhu, rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will take this guest of mine's home. So this one sahabi said, I will, ya rasulullah. He went home, he asked his wife, the wife said, there's not much, only a little bit for the kids. He said, put the kids to sleep and we're going to entertain him. And how? They made a whole program how to entertain this one guest that Rasulullah sent to our house. They went hungry, husband and wife, and they pretend they're eating, and they fed him to the fill. And then Allah says that even though poverty falls to their lot, they give preference. The Sahaba were clean. Then Allah talks about their dua. الَّذِينَ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا. Allah talks about their dua. That the dua that they used to make dua. Allah, do not give us any type of ghil, any ghish, any ghil, any of this hatred, this anger, this madait, this jealousy, this ill feeling towards anybody. They never had this. They used to argue with each other. They would become very angry with each other. They used to spank each other too if they had to. But no grudges. They never kept grudges with each other. This is a severe disease that the ummah has, hating each other. Hating groups, hating, making parties, hating. Hating is not the tariqah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once talked about a sahabi. He said, Jannati. So one sahabi, the sahabas were always anxious when they knew this one is Jannati, what does he do? So one sahabi said, let me see, what does he do so special? So he pretend to be his guest. He said, I want to be your guest. So he said, okay. So for 3 days, he saw that this sahabi doesn't have any extra amal, that he reads up the hajjud all night or he's fasting all the day. So after 3 days, he said, you know, I'm surprised. Every time you went to the social gathering, he said to you about you, your Jannati. What good deed do you have? What do you do? So he goes, you know what? I don't really have nothing. But me, my heart keeps nothing, no grudges with anybody. Before night, everybody's forgiven. Khalas. The heart is clean. This is a sunnat batini, the external sunnat and the internal sunnat. Rasulullah ﷺ said to his sahabi, Anas, oh my beloved, if you can spend a morning and an evening in the state that you have no ill feeling towards anyone, do so. And because this is my sunnah, and a person who loves my sunnah loves me, and a person who loves me will be with me on the day of judgment. Imam Tirmidhi has narrated this hadith. Understand? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kana ma'ya fil jannah. Imagine the status of that person, of not hating anybody, having that heart totally free. This jealousy, this hatred, this evil stuff, it cannot be. This is why the hadith says 3 days. You have permission, I have permission from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 3 days. Because we're human. Human have emotions, they have feelings. But for 3 days, something could be in your heart. You're distanced from Him. But after that, khalas. Try to do khalas straight away or same night. But if you can't, in 3 days, don't let 3 days pass. And after 3 days, you still keep a grudge. You never ever, the argument happened in Ramadan, and until his deathbed, you don't go to see him. Khalas. And it happened in the month of Ramadan, it happens. Usually things happen like that in Ramadan. Not the shaitan, but our egos, it kills us. And then forever and ever. Then what it is, the parties come, to, you know, and then groups get together and against and ghibat and slandering and all this hating. Allah give us the sunnah, this one lovely sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this sunnah, the batini, the sunnah that concerns the heart. Remember, you cannot see. If I hate somebody right now, can anybody see? If I have takabbur, pride, can anybody see? Pride is a very severe disease. And this all stems from pride, your honor, dignity. Ummul Amraz, the mother of all diseases. Hazrat Sheikh's written a book. Manana was talking about it yesterday. I heard Ummul Amraz many times. Hazrat Sheikh has written a book called Ummul Amraz. Actually, Sufi Iqbal Sahib has written it, but Hazrat Sheikh on his command. It's Ummul Amraz is the leader or the mother of all diseases. And what's that? The Qabr. Remember, look, there are types of sins called Masiyat-e-Hewani and Masiyat-e-Shaytani. Hazrat Sheikh used to say that there's two types. One, the instigation or that of the devil, Iblis, he had those traits. Like jealousy, right? Takabbur, enmity, ujb, to be proud of oneself, to be jealous of. So he had all these qualities. You know, he had takabbur, he was jealous of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He had, you know, he was proud of oneself, and he had takabbur, he thought Adam alayhi salatu wasalam haqeer, low. Right? These qualities. And then there's some because of your desires. A person, he's hot, he does zina. A person hungry, he thieves something. So, in respect of thieving and of zina, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one narration it says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about a person, and then he said that, and even if he thieves, wain saraka wain zina, that even if he thieves, and even if he does zina, but he dies with la ilaha illallah, he'll go to Jannah. So Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, 2-3 times asked this question, Ya Rasulullah, wain saraka wain zina? That this person, he thieves and he lies, and he does zina, and he's going to go to Jannah too? So he said it like that 3 times. Rasulullah, yes, wain saraka wain zina? Wain saraka? Then he said, Rog man fa bi zar, even if he, Abu Zar, may your nose be scrubbed in dust, yes, he'll go to Jannah. That's what Rasulullah said about this. You know why? Oh, that's a zani. Oh, he's a drug addict. He's always drinking. How did he come? Oh, he lost his way today. How did he get to the masjid? He lost his way. He was supposed to go to the club, but he came to the masjid. This is the way people look at him. Oh, look at his earrings. Look at his chain. This is the way. Oh, look at, he's not even got a beard. All these, you know, people who have, and they think that they have everything in them. I'm not saying, you know, this is very necessary and very important. But remember, see, our enemy, Iblis, and our nafs, you know, there's ajeeb ways to put a person off. Ajeeb, very, very cunning ways to put a person off, totally off onto the wrong track. One is, you know, a person, tell me, ask any Muslim who's having, you know, drugs out there, are you on the right path? And his iman will tell him he's not. He'll tell you he's not. Tell the person in salat, crying and making dua in the masjid, but he thinks himself bigger than everybody else. Is he wrong? He never thinks himself wrong. Nobody in society thinks him wrong. He himself never. He never repents. He never thinks I'm evil. Why? Not one salat. Every salat, I'm in takbir ula behind the imam. Imam, Allahu Akbar. First, I never miss any of this. I'm an alim. I'm this. So that person never thinks himself. And everybody in society thinks him great. And he himself thinks him great. And he's full of this. Full of all these inner diseases. And he dies with those inner diseases without doing Ya Yuhalladina Amanu Tubu Inallahi Tawbatan Nasuha. We read right at the end today that believers do Tawbatan Nasu. He doesn't do Tawbatan Nasu from these sins. Because he's not even recognized them. And everybody else, if a person is a drunkard, if a person is a bad person out there, everybody knows in society. He himself knows in society. Even when he comes to the masjid, he feels so shame. I'm so evil, I'm so bad. Allah, he feels like this, he feels, and this is abdiyat. Allah loves this. Hazrat Shaykh used to say, Allah loves that which he has nothing. Today we read, Hafiz Munsif read, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا رَحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ الْمَلِكُ الْقُدُّوسُ السَّلَامُ الْمُؤْمِنُ الْمُحْمِنُ الْعَزِينَ جَبَّرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ الْمُتَكَبِّرُ. Who is Al-Mutakabbir? And who has the right to be Al-Mutakabbir? That one, Allah. Al-Kibriyaa Ridai. Kibriyaa. Understand? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's upper garment. وَعِزَّتِ in the bottom one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only has takabbur. And with Allah there's only loftiness and highness. Understand? Kibr and great. Allah loves that which he has nothing of, and that is abdiyat and tawazu. It's like a person in the desert, water is very precious. So to Allah, that servant who really humbles himself, he becomes beloved because Allah loves that. A person is going downstairs. He's walking downstairs or down a hill. And what does he say? Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. Because Allah, you can never go down. But when he's climbing up, or he's going up, walking up the stairs, when you go down, this is sunnah too. When you're going down to do wazoo right now, you say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And when you're coming up, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allah is the great, Allah is the great. Because why? Allah is the great. No matter how high I climb, I'm not great, Allah is great. Every time a person has this istighfar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's a precious gem to Allah. What? Tawazu, abdiyat. Abdiyat. And Allah loves this. Understand? So that person... And what did Rasulullah say about takabbur? Man kana mithqal fi qalbihi dhirra. Man kana fi qalbihi. A person who has in his heart mithqal dharratin min al-kibr. Mithqal dharra, even equal to a mustard seed or ito of takabbur in his heart, he will not enter Jannah. He dies as la ilaha illallah, even then he will go to hell. And then the fire of hell will purify him from that takabbur, and then he'll go. Remember, the hearts have nothing. This is why Allah says, "Udukhuluha bisalamin an wa naza'na ma fi sudurihim min ghil." Ghil. This is the one I said, "Rabbana la taj'al fi qulubina ghil." Ghil, ghil. Understand? Those people going to Jannah will have no ghil. Their hearts will be totally clean. Understand? And how is cleanliness? Look, "Qad aflaha man tazakka, qad aflaha man zakkaha." Right? Rasulan yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim. One of the responsibilities of Rasulullah was to purify the Sahabas. Tazkiyah, purification of the inner self. Fiqh batin, you know, tazkiyah, tasawwuf, ihsan, suluk, or fiqh batin, whatever you call it, the purification of that. Either you do it in the dunya by staying in this rigorous spiritual shaykh and under him, and you clean out your heart from these pollutions. If not, then the qabr. The qabr will purify you. In there, get beatings, and then you're pure. If not, then what will purify you? What will purify you? The Jahannam, the fire of hell. But there are people. There are people. What's the ayat? La khalaqa lahum. Inna alladhina kafu. Ma kanunusha. Bala manufa bi ahdi wa taqa fa inna Allah yuhibbul muttaqin. Inna alladhina yashtuna bi ahdi Allahi wa imanihim thamanan qaleelan. Ulaika la khalaqa lahum. Ulaika la khalaqa lahum. No portion in the akhirah. وَلَا يُكُلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah will not even talk to them. Allah will not even look at them. Allah will not even talk to them with mercy. Allah will not even look at them with mercy. And وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. Allah will not even purify them. They won't even have purification. And how is the tazkiyah in the hereafter? Tazkiyah in the hereafter is through the fire of hell. Can we take 1 second of a flame in this dunya? You're ironing your clothes. Can you just, if you get burnt, how much does it hurt? So instead of swearing, think, oho, kul naru jahannam ashadda harra, the fire of hell is much more severe and intense. Instead of swearing and saying, oh, I got burnt, think, oho, Allah, you give me ibrah today. Today I got burnt by this little iron. So, oho, how can I take the fire of hell? Allah, 1 second I couldn't take this and I'm in pain. So, how can we take the fire of hell? So a person should meet Allah and this heart is pure. Allah make us pure. And this month, the month of Ramadan is that month that subhanallah that we pray. And you know, really the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala, stay in the company of the Sahaba by reading about them. Read about the Sahaba, read about Rasulullah, read about Tabi'in, Tabi'in, our four great imams, our all our Salafi Salihin. Read about the ulama, the mashayikh of our predecessors who done. You know, these people were very clean-hearted people. You have to stay in this company of clean-hearted people, and to get this clean-hearted. Otherwise, today we live in a time of Dajjali fitna, Dajjal, all everything is deceiving and cheating, deceiving. So much Dajjal. So much, and things, you know, it's so shame and so sad that today they don't even have answers for these things. One time a liberal politician lady came to Masjid Taqwa about 5-6 years ago. So I was talking to her and then I said, but why do we have to support this? The same-sex marriages. We don't have to support it. It's liberal. Nobody has to support it. Why? You know, but we have to be tolerated and this and that. So I go that. But what happened? This wasn't a law in the Canadian Constitution 25 years ago, or just 5 years ago it wasn't. I told her. She goes, yeah, that's right. But now, you know, this and that. I go, no, but what? Tomorrow if people... I said, you know what? We have to have some divine law which intercedes, which puts a stop to our nonsense. I said that. Because our laws are all fake. Because you know why? The divine law has to come. Because tomorrow, if a brother and sister say, well, I want to marry my brother or sister, then what are we going to say? Then you guys going to change the law? Well, no, that has never happened in history. But I go, well, when did this happen in history? In Great Britain, did they ever get married, two men? Did our mother and father get married? I mean, we won't even be here. So I said that when did this happen in history that we have to, there has to be interceding of the divine law. In the divine law, and then I said, our divine law says this, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخْوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ. And even your divine law, a sodomy, that's not permissible. And even in the holy books, it's not permissible. How can this be? How can this be? So now this is the, now I'm speaking like this, this can be even, it's on the internet. The world government, they come, the RCMP, and they all come here. Assalamu alaikum. There's a law. Look, I don't hate any gays. I'm not preaching hatred. Understand? We're not even allowed to hate a zani. We're not even allowed to hate a kafir. We're allowed to hate the kufr in him, but we're not allowed to hate him or her. Understand that? We're not allowed to hate. Understand? We hate. So if a person is like that, we don't hate him, but we hate that. Well, you can't accept it. Why? How can we accept it? Many of your politicians don't even accept it. So this is, see the time we're coming to. See what we're coming to. See what we're coming to. It's natural. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ وَلَا أُذِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Look at the way Shaitan's making his speech with the noon ta'keed and the lam ta'keed and stressing it. And indeed, I will command them to change what Allah's made them. And I will command them to such extent that even the law will be according to what I am commanding. And khalas. This is the effect of this dajjal and this shayateen al-ins wa shayateen al-jinn is prevailing in society and it's prevailing day by day. But alhamdulillah, today there are still, when we sit here, when we stand in here at night and we see all the youngsters here, mashallah, wa shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah, that those seven types of people who will be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, will there be no shade, is that one, is that youngster. Majority of them here are without white beards, and they're youngsters under the age of 40. They're all youngsters standing here and crying that dua. And then there's little children. Then there's our brothers who are doing tablighi da'wat work, mashallah. So alhamdulillah, there is so much great still. And inshallah, they will always be great. There's great, great ulamas all around the world. Everywhere we have great, great ulamas. Even in the Arab countries, even the Indian countries. Everywhere we have pious ulamas. We have pious people. We have people who worry about their inner self. We, alhamdulillah, we still have a lot of good. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we will. But beloved friends, same way, it's very easy to get pulled away. Very good. There's so much beings bombarded in our head. So many things. And they're enslaving our thoughts. Our thoughts become enslaved to their way. They want us to think like this, and we start thinking like this. This is why we have to stay in sohbat of the true people. Rijalullah, the man of Allah. Understand? We have to stay in their sohbat. We have to read about them. So many things. And the way it comes in is so master. They take years and years and spend billions and trillions of dollars to master these things, to how to change are thinking in everything, in society and everything. Understand? So there's a great effort out there against the people who are turning to Allah and people who are turning to the creator of the universe. And there's that Iblis, he's calling everybody to his worship. And there are those groups of people trying to overtake the world. And then Qiyamah is going to come with them. They're going to break down Baytullah too. Baytullah is going to uplift too. Quran Allah is going to take. إن الله لا يقبل لا يقبض العلم إن الله لا يقبض العلم بقبض الانتزاع إن الله لا يقبض العلم انتزاعا. Allah will not take away the knowledge by snatching it. ولكن يقبض العلم يقبض العلماء. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away this ilm, sacred knowledge, by taking away the true ulama. And there's also what kind of ulama? Ulama shar min tahti adim as-sama. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the ulama will be the worst people under the roof, under the sky. There will be also ulama shar. And there, wherever there is fasad in the world, is because of two types of people. It's because of the su ulama, the evil ulama, and because of the umara, the evil rulers. And this is a hadith. My shaykh has a whole speech on this. He doesn't mention it a hadith. He just says that all this corruption you see on the earth is because of two types of people. The evil ulama and the evil rulers. And then he says the whole thing. I found the hadith in Kanzul Ummal. Sinfan. The two types of people. إِذَا صَلَحَ صَلَحَ النَّاسَ كُلَّ. That if they're good, everybody's good. وَإِذَا فَسَدَ فَسَدَ النَّاسَ كُلَّ. If they become evil, then everybody becomes evil. But alhamdulillah, we still do have those pious ulama. We still do have those God-fearing. Wherever we see the fitnas in the Mughal dynasty in India, the Deen-e Ilahiya that took place. How did it start? How did it think? He got all these ulama-i-su, he bought them. Money, dunya, that's the worst thing. Everything, inna li kulli ummatin fitna wa fitna tu ummati al mal. For every ummah there's a fitna, and the fitna of my ummah is mal, possession, wealth. And this wealth killed these ulamas, and they got with this, and then he made Deen Ilahi, Akbar Badshah in India. And then Mujaddid al-Fithani, Naqshbandi rahmahullah alayhi, a great Mujaddid of the time, Allah had made, you know, revived the deen through him. And these people used to talk haq and deen. So there's, alhamdulillah, there's still ulama like that too. But this is actually why, because this is why a person, especially after ilm, he has to go in sohbat for years and years and years, because that ilm, I always tell my young ulama friends, and it's happening, I always tell them, be careful, because we don't have sohbat, we go off track. You need sohbat. Because why? Everybody comes around, Maulana. And today, the biggest sickness in society is people take advantage of people's ignorance. Right now I spoke. There's Maulana Abdul Jalil here maybe who can take out some of my mistakes. Hafiz bin Sayyid, they can take out some of my mistakes. But majority, you can't take out my mistakes. Even the Quran ayats. I could read any Quran ayat and none of you could take out my mistake, except the people who are hafaz. I can take advantage of your jahalat, your ignorance. Understand? Inna min al-bayan al-sihra. Some forms of speech are magic. Understand? A person can sit in the shaykh's and he can give hadith. So this jahalat today, majority of the people take advantage of people's ignorance. And this is so much in society. You go to a mechanic and a $100 job, he'll charge you $300. You'll have 10 problems. You go to a dentist. I read a thing in Reader's Digest about 7-8 years ago at my father's house. How honest are dentists, right? And in there's a person in America who goes through about 30, 40 states, and he goes through 30, 40 dentists, and he gets quotes. And how honest, the title is, how honest are dentists? So people take advantage of ignorance. Understand? So right now, if I have a little bit more Quran and Hadith, and remember, I am totally a jahil. Now you say that, oh, you know, Maulana, but you studied this many years, so how can you call yourself? Why are you just doing tawazu, abdiyat, and being humble? No. I'm thinking of my jahalat compared to my teachers, and compared to them, compared to the ones before that, compared to the ones before that. Really, indeed, I'm a jahil. No, it's not something I'm being humble. What knowledge? Once my father-in-law, he sent a question to my sheikh, his younger brother, what's the issue on birthdays? You know, is it permissible to celebrate birthday in that? So my sheikh, he from Fatawa-e Rashidiya, Sheikh Rashid Ahmad Gongoi's fatawa, and this is Hanfi. So he sent it back to him, some permissibility. I don't want to say it's permissible, otherwise you start celebrating birthdays. But so he sent it back in that. And then my sheikh said one thing. He goes, when do ulamas have time to study that they even know something? After 10 years of studying in the Ulum, we put those books away. And now we're so busy. Bayan. There's so busy people asking us questions. Yes, I know everything. Come to me. We don't even have time to study now. And if you look at our Salafis Salihin, Allahu Akbar, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi Ash-Shafi, Allah enlighten his grave, he didn't even have time to marry. Now you're going to say, people of ignorance, they say, well, he didn't follow the sunnah. Yeah, well, one is sunnah and one is wajib. One is faraz. When you have a wife, it's faraz to take care of her. And if you can't take care of her, then it's better not for you to get married. So he knew, if I get married, I will forsake my wife's rights. And then on the day of judgment, she'll have claims against me. And so I cannot get married. For him, marriage wasn't the right thing. So he did not marry. So people sacrifice their life for the sake of knowledge for Quran and Hadith. And today we have the audacity to sit back and think we know more than the Salafis Salih. Beloved friends, no. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warizukna at-tibaha wa arina al-batila batila warizukna ijtinaba. O Allah, show us the haqq, enable us to accept the haqq. Show us the batil, the falsehood, and enable us to stay away from falsehood. Allahumma janna min al-ladhina idha asanu istabsharu wa idha asau istaghfaru. O Allah, make us from those that when they do good, they know and they feel good, because you inspire into their heart that they've done good. And when they do evil, Allah, you instill into their hearts that, I've done evil, I'm going to evil, I'm hearing evil, I'm doing evil, and they do istighfar. And it says in the hadith, إِذَا صَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتْ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيَّتْ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ. When a good makes you feel good, and when an evil makes you feel that, oh, I've done evil, and you repent, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ, you're a mu'min. Understand? So today, we need this. So make dua, Allah will show us haq, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah keep us on the right track. Always, beloved friends, there's so much of this. This is why, always, and if any time, if anybody, if you ever hear anybody attacking the Salafis Salihin, or attacking the great imams, attacking our pious ulamas of the previous who've passed away, you know, who have, you know, such knowledge of the Quran and Hadith, then remember they're talking nonsense. If somebody talking about Imam Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, these the great imams, yeah, they belittle them, yeah, they belittle any one Sahabi, they're off track. They're off track, understand? We cannot equal the Sahabas. No way. No greatest waliullah cannot equal the Sahabas. So this is very important, because this is coming into society, these little things, and they're putting it in. And the worst types of enemy is one in and one out. The ones that are out enemies, are open enemy, is not that evil than the one inside who like, you know, they call it sweet poison. So the poison is sweet, you don't even know. And they're coming in everywhere. And they make plans, and they have this. There's one story that once, you know, my sheikh said there was a place where they had made... It's a long story, but what it is that when a person went to Great Britain, he from India, who a friend of his, a Muslim friend in India, he had a thing, so he went to this British friend of his in Great Britain at that time. So they took him, he took him into this forest, and they took him to this place and into a big building, and then he saw everybody reading Quran and this, and he said, not one of this is an alim, not one. All of these are making ready to put out in society to destroy Islam. Understand? So there are... Allahumma rinna al-haqq haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah. Right now I spoke for 1 hour. I could be talking nonsense. Ignorance. People have so much ignorance, they don't know. Understand? But when Allah opens your heart, you will stay on the right path. Today, so many things we read. So much things on the internet. You don't know what is out there. You know these cartoons that our children watch? You know all these things that they do? They spend millions and trillions of dollars in all these other types of messages that we don't even know. We don't even know. It's so surprising. Even these big bulletin boards you see with big posters in that, there's some types of message or there's some evil in there that we don't even know. So, and it comes into your mind. This is why, dhikrullah, Allah, 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 pounce it in, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Because why talk about the jinn and the shaitan and the evil, but talk about the good, you know, and talk about Allah, Allah, pounce in Allah, Allah. So this is why the mashayikh of tasawwuf for the purification of the inner self, they say do dhikr, because that's only the one thing that will keep the world on the thing. When there will be no one to say Allah, Allah, then the world will collapse. Understand? So it's very, very important. Today some friends were saying that there was an earthquake somewhere. Yeah? Well, this is an ibrah for us. Understand? Allah can... Yesterday in Qiyamul Layl we read, yesterday in Qiyamul Layl we read at the beginning of 9th juz. Look at what Allah says. Look at what Allah is saying to us. Afa min ahlul qura'in yatihum ba'suna bayat wa hum na'imun. That the people of the qura, ahlul qura, meaning the people of the city or the people of the village, do they, yatihum ba'suna, are they totally immune that our punishment will come to them? Bayatan wahum na'imun, at the time that they're sleeping, understand? At a sleeping time, or are they people of the town that our punishment will come to them where duha? You know what duha is? Salatul duha. What's duha time? Afternoon. Duha time. So an yatihum basuna duha wahum yalabun, at the time of duha when they're yalabun, when they're playing around. They think that they're totally mamun. أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Only the قَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, these people who are losers, are not afraid of the punishment of Allah. Allah can punish anybody anytime. I talked about how Rasulullah ﷺ used to pace up and down just when it used to be windy and the clouds used to change colors, and he used to worry. Even though it tells rain, but he used to worry. Understand? So these things are ibrat for us, beloved friends. Even when you just hear things like this, all these halats around the world, you know, this time, and you know, Allah, you know, these youngsters too, mashallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. The main thing is acceptance. If we've done things for name, show, fame, if we've stood this long, we cried for the, you know, show, we've done anything for show, it's all garbage. If Allah accepts, alhamdulillah, you know, great, great decisions will come into the ummah, because it's a great time to cry for the ummah. It's very, very important, these activities. You see these activities in the masajids, the gatherings of dhikr, the works of da'wat and tabligh, the works of Quran and hadith, the gatherings of ilm and amal to teach Quran and hadith. All these gatherings are very, very blessed. And alhamdulillah, if Allah gives us a chance, alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accept us. Allah accept the ummah. This cry, now there's only how many days left? 4 or 5 nights left. Today is the 24th. And now we only have how many? 5 or 6 nights left. We've spent these nights in crying, making dua. Allah change us. Allah change the ummah. Allah change our families. Allah change our children. Allah change our wives. Allah change us all. Allah change me. Allah change me that people connected to me will be changed. Understand? A person cries, make dua that Allah change us, Allah change us, Allah change the ummah. You need Allah, turn us to you, Allah, turn us to the Quran, turn us to the hadith, turn us to the way of the Salafi Saleen, Allah. Cry, cry, cry. And watch, Allah will bring good, Allah will bring good. And we have this great ummah. Allah nibul as-salatu subhanakallahu wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Jones, go home. Everybody just read, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. Every night, this is the one dua, one ibadah that we're supposed to do on Laylatul Qadr. So every night, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna.